Chapter 9, Going Fishing. After lunch, Stephen invited Peter to go fishing with him and his friends. Pierre était plutôt content de l'invitation, même s'il était un peu impressionné par Stephen lui-même et redoutait un peu de se retrouver avec d'autres garçons plus âgés que lui. Mais bon, on ne refusait pas une invitation pareille. Ainsi, après avoir ingurgité un steak, des frites et des petits pois d'un verre incroyable, Pierre suivit Stephen vers le lac où l'attendaient ses deux amis, Simon et Craig.
Simon's really crazy,
said Stephen as they walked down across the green lawn to the lake.
His mother's a famous artist. His father works in the cinema. They're really rich, but you should see the house. Okay, it's got electric shutters on all the windows, and the paint's brand new, but it's such a mess. Craig's house is nicer, even if the gate's broken. His parents are teachers, and they don't know a hammer from a screwdriver. They're a bit weird too, but not as eccentric as Simon's. Look, there they are. Simon's the tall one with fair hair. Craig's the one with the green jacket with lots of pockets all down the front and the green hat. He thinks he's a professional fisherman.
Pierre regarda dans la direction indiquée par Stephen. L'un des deux garçons était grand avec des cheveux blonds. L'autre était plus petit et portait une veste verte avec plein de poches et un chapeau vert. Ils firent signe à Stephen qui se mit à marcher plus vite. Pierre courut pour rester à sa hauteur.
Hi guys,
Stephen said as they approached the two boys.
I'd like you to meet Peter. He's my French cousin. His English isn't that good, so you'll have to speak slowly. He's the one who saw the headless burglar last night.
Wow! Weren't you scared, seeing a headless man in the garden?
Asked Simon.
Yes,
said Peter.
I was scared.
He definitely didn't go down to ask him what he was doing,
said Stephen.
Not sure I would have either,
said Craig.
Imagine it was some kind of psycho or something. Your cousin could be dead by now.
Peter shivered at the thought.
And is the burglar in prison now?
Asked Simon.
No, they can't find our things in his shack,
said Stephen with regret.
So even if the footprints match, I'm not sure they can arrest him.
I thought it was definitely old Riley,
said Craig.
That's the hunchback's name,
said Stephen to Peter, qui comprit que le bossu était surnommé Old Riley par les gens d'ici.
Well, so did we, especially as Peter did a really good drawing of him. But apparently the police need more proof.
What more proof can they expect than an eyewitness and footprints?
Asked Simon.
A confession?
Suggested Craig.
That's what usually happens on the television. Depends on the series,
said Simon.
Sometimes it's just the police who follow the clues and identify the criminal.
Pierre n'avait pas tout compris, seulement que son cousin et ses amis parlaient de séries policières et des indices qui permettaient ou non d'arrêter les criminels.
Before you two get into a heated discussion about TV serials, shall we go fishing or what?
Asked Stephen.
I promised Peter he'd catch some fish.
Why don't we fish from the bank for a change?
Asked Craig.
We could walk around the lake a bit and set up in the shade under the willows.
Why not?
Answered Stephen.
It's as good a place as any.
So Simon and Craig pushed their bikes round the lake towards the shade of the willow trees, and Stephen and Peter followed. S'ils n'avaient pas compris les mots utilisés par les garçons, Pierre constata rapidement qu'ils allaient s'installer à l'ombre, sous les saules pleureurs, et pêcher à partir du bord.
How long are you going to be here, Peter?
Asked Craig.
How long are you staying with Stephen?
He added.
I'm going to be here for a month,
said Pierre.
His parents are having a bit of a crisis, so they asked mine to take him off their hands,
said Stephen.
Oh, I shouldn't worry,
said Craig.
And anyway, having divorced parents isn't the end of the world.
How would you know?
Asked Stephen.
Because mine are, stupid,
answered Craig.
But they live together.
No, they don't. The man I call Dad
isn't really my dad, but I was only 4 when my parents broke up, and my mum's been living with him since then. So I just sort of started calling him dad. Same for my sister. She's only my stepsister, but I call her my sister anyway. And she's twice as annoying as any real sister.
You're right. Don't tell me about sisters,
said Stephen.
I've got 2.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Craig asked Peter.
No, I haven't,
he replied.
And where do you live in France? Paris?
No, near Toulouse.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
In the south,
said Peter. Craig looked impressed.
Wow, imagine that. Living in the south of France, that's top class.
When they reached the willows, the boys stopped under the green shadow of the trees and got out their fishing equipment. Rods, lines, nets and maggots. The one thing Peter hated.
Ah, quelle horreur!
S'exclama Pierre.
Those are maggots,
said Stephen.
So the fish will bite the hook. You can't expect fish just to bite a simple hook, even if they are a bit stupid. They bite the hook because you stick the maggots on it. Look!
And he skewered a wriggling maggot on a fishing hook. Pierre eut envie de vomir.
He looks like he feels sick,
said Craig. Simon burst out laughing.
Are you afraid of maggots, Peter?
He wriggled a maggot under Peter's nose.
Ooh, the curse of the headless maggot!
Peter wanted to cry. His eyes began to sting, but he didn't want to cry in front of these big boys, so he turned and ran.